This is the E-Square Podcast recording live from the Junction Complex. You are now making a worldwide connection.
What's up, everybody? I appreciate you guys tuning in. Today is a very, very special occasion. This rap duo I got coming in today is our certified Las Vegas legends. I've grown up watching these guys on their journey. It's really an honor to have them on the show, man. The almighty, the influential, everybody give it up for Two Realists. Let's go. Live, baby, two motherfucking realists.
Yes, sir. Yes,
what
sir.
It do, what it do, man?
What's going on? I appreciate you guys coming through. Yo, this shit right here, bro, is I'm gonna keep it real. This shit is a special moment for me.
There we go.
Yeah, special moment for me and the podcast for real. Cause like I was saying earlier, like I had you on my list to come through for sure. But and we got mutual friends and shit. But,
absolutely.
But I was like, man, I gotta lock in a little bit more, get a little more confidence going. But you hit me, bro, and I was like, shit.
It made it. Hey, that's how God works.
You know, we always with bigging up the city though. Anything mm-hmm. that's trying to push the culture in the city,
yeah,
we for it, no matter how big, how small, whatever, you know.
Yeah, I appreciate it, man. Yes,
absolutely.
Yeah, it's special to me because, like, the influence that you got, because I've been listening to you guys since, shit, I'm fucking 30 or I'm 29, but since high school,
yeah,
I've been doing this shit for so long. Like, we used to play your music in the locker room before a football game.
There
and
you go,
shit,
straight
so,
up.
No, for
was
real.
Was you on that Fly Famous one?
No, for real, yeah. We was all, yeah, Fly Famous t-shirts, all that shit, bro. Come on, man.
He knows.
And I'm a white kid from North Las Vegas, so you know what I'm saying? So the respect and the influence that you guys have, not just on the west side, but in the city,
mm-hmm.
it's like, yo, Two Realists is the top of the list.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying?
I mean, you know, not to poke our chest out, I would say, hate to say I would agree, but mm-hmm. again, it's all format. It's, you know, when you got somebody repping the city, you want them to be at least a reputable. You want them at least to be respected enough to where, you know, you could push forward and the city feel comfortable with mm-hmm. pushing forward
with a guy,
some type of stability,
mm-hmm.
Some type of, like I say again, respect. Respect go a long way. Wiggle me mm-hmm. through a lot of iffy situations,
yeah,
you know what I'm saying? So, mm-hmm. you know, I appreciate you having us and I appreciate you following the journey, knowing about the music.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yes, if you don't have respect, it's not, you're not gonna be able to last. You know
absolutely.
What I'm saying? So
absolutely.
So what y'all been doing, bro? Like,
man, listen, right now I ain't gonna lie to you. You know, we just been trying to format. Mm-hmm. We about to get the clothing line. We about to really push the merch.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Because we understand as artists is the influence that we have, and we understand that, you know, we'll come out with merch for the CD
mm-hmm.
or whatever album we dropping, and then people be still, you know, after it sell out, people still calling it. I want the sweat. So now we understand, like, okay, we're going to give it to them how we're supposed to. We're not just going to give you one piece.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to give you pieces. You know, you're going to be able to tap in hats, T-shirts, you know, everything.
Mm-hmm.
The whole merch catalog, you know, women, kids, everything.
Yeah, hell yeah. Did you guys bring that custom-made shirt?
Oh, no, you know
wow.
what?
Wow.
Listen,
I had one request.
No, check this out. No, what? See, because the thing is, we getting the latest and greatest put
okay.
together.
All right, I'm feeling
so,
good.
We don't want to just
I'm
give you whatever.
Right,
you know, the new the new print. Right. We got everything is, you know, it's renovated
I was
going right
to text
now.
You that, but I wanted
it.
To save it for us here. But
look, we live right now, so y'all going to hear it first. As soon as it drop, we going to make sure we start right here and drop
it right
back.
Hey, the whole care package.
I appreciate it.
Yes, sir.
Hey, let's cheers up real quick, bro.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I appreciate you guys coming through. Hey, cheers.
Came through with the 1800.
What's
for sure,
up, man?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Ooh.
I think he put some extra in my
shit. Yeah, I did, bro.
Yeah.
No, that tequila, man, that should get me going.
Absolutely.
That should get me going.
Absolutely.
Yeah, when I start drinking, I can't stop, bro.
For real? See, you know, they say Harris's is drinkers in my family, mm-hmm. right? But, you know, the thing with me is... I feel like that's a true statement because I don't know when I'm drunk. You understand? So it's like,
how does that work, bro?
Because you know what? I'm not it takes a certain movement, or I'm feeling the room move in a sense. Okay, oh yeah, I'm
you gotta
there.
Like walk to the refrigerator and realize you like you off balance. Yeah,
there you go. Especially if I'm in an environment where it's music, or I'm not really feeling that rise because I'm so going off of what's going on around me or whatnot. Yeah. But what I can say is I don't drink a lot.
Yeah,
good. So. That's like me. I'm a casual drinker. You know, now this special occasion podcast popping off. I got to toast up with my boy for sure. You know what I mean?
Appreciate
but other than that, if we ain't in a club or something, I probably don't do too much drinking.
Yeah, it's bad, bro. Yeah. Smokers.
Smokers, man, for sure.
Yeah, yeah. For I had to cut back on it, man.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I have like a love-hate relationship with weed.
Like, what is what's the hate
part? Because it'll hit me. It'll either do me really good or do me real bad.
Hey, that's true. And you know what? I ain't found that balance yet. Because what you saying apply to me, too, and I'm pretty sure a lot of more people, but I haven't found a balance to really just kick back and be like, okay, at least one or two will get me through the day. And I'm, with that chain smoking shit, I can't do it no more.
Nah, you chain smoker?
Man, what?
Yeah.
For sure.
I envy you because I want to be smoking all day. I do. I love the process of rolling up and smoking, but I can't. I won't be productive, bro.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, sometimes I keep you going, on my end. Sometimes it helped me to get through the day. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I feel that. I mean, but it comes with strains too, bro.
Certain
strains.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can't. Yeah. Oh yeah, we know when to partake. Some days so I got business to handle, so I ain't going. I'm gonna fall back.
I just want to. I'm not sure how this can happen, but I want to know what's the main strains.
Mm-hmm.
All
I think there's
different...
the father strains, right? And then they've been all combined to do.
Because
see, I'm just so sick and tired of the false advertising,
bro. That's what I was about to ask you next. You going to dispensary or you getting how you get it? Or
I'm gonna say
I hate dispensary.
Weed. Yeah,
straight up. Me too.
I ain't gonna lie to you, even LA, I used to they dispensary weed, but I just came from out there probably a couple weeks ago, and I was like, damn, bro, they let me down now. You know what I mean?
Well, do you think it's the dispensary, or do you think it's your tolerance?
I think it's supply and demand. I think they not curating it how they supposed to because it's so in demand.
That's about right.
They just putting it out. You know, it's like anything
it's like
else.
McDonald's.
It's oversaturated.
Yeah.
They just throwing it out there real quick because there's so many people in demand. You know
that? Motherfucker sitting up there like, hey, man, fuck them, man.
Give them some weed.
Put it in the bag. You know it. You gonna take it. Oh, I got it from the dispensary. Then you get it. You're
still gonna buy it, shit.
For sure. You know, but sometimes it's like premature. It's like they rushed it. You know what I mean?
Oh, 100%.
I only see out-of-towners and older folks at the dispensary.
Yeah, bro. I talked about this a little bit with Toxic, but because I know a lot of people that have been selling weed and doing all this shit for years.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? It's like, the quote unquote white man came in that doesn't smoke weed, don't know nothing about the marijuana industry. Yeah, came in when it's legal and just you know what I'm saying? Yeah, like the people that have been doing it, keeping the black market alive for so many years.
Yeah.
Bro, it's like the black market's still booming though.
Oh yeah, it's still booming. It's just like when they legalize liquor. You know, it's the same way. Mm-hmm. Like they get their hands on it, but it's always gonna be an underworld.
And this pandemic was the first time people got to go head on head, the streets.
Yeah.
The corporate world.
We are the same bag.
What's
up? Already built.
We just don't got to pay taxes in this motherfucker.
Yeah,
exactly. Well, not we, but y'all, them
people.
But that's crazy. But man, the weed game is real fucked up. But it's also good, I guess. But weed is on steroids, bro. I swear to God,
it's crazy
right now.
So many steroids, you can't keep up with it. It's like Jordans. It's like every time I get comfortable with one, it's a new one that come out.
And what's sad is the pricing too. Now,
man.
Okay, so you used to try to run from the dispensary because the quality didn't match the price. And then now. You hey, I will pay fucking $60 for that eighth.
$75
to not smoke this silly shit that they got going
dirt
around.
The streets fucked up too. Now the bag fucked it up. All them bags, because it's more people moving off the bag than they is the product. You know, it's they more concerned with giving you a bag because we live in a world where you got a show.
That's too funny.
You know, let me Snapchat it, let me Instagram it. So it's like, the presentation is there, but it's your quality suck, bro. Your bag look good. But the pack that what's inside of the bag is 100% trash.
Yeah, you feel bro. Me? I feel you. But I feel like if you're a weed man, you got like maybe two chances. Maybe.
Oh yeah.
Like if you come with some booth, then
because it's too many people. It's like
you're too many. Yeah, you got too many.
It's 10 people. You know, so it's like I'll pass you up in a minute.
Now,
and then your reputation is at stake too.
Yeah,
it's
yeah,
like,
yeah.
Because the next 10 people are gonna be like, well, I went to him and it wasn't that in the bag, so you're risking a lot by playing like that. You know?
Yeah. Why have you guys ever like try to get your own strain?
Somebody was reaching out to us. Like they was reaching out to
somebody
us.
Somebody
like,
trying to do
like,
it.
Yeah, they
basically,
trying to get us.
They got like a
why? And I was like,
grow house or something. Yeah. I didn't know how legit.
See,
because
we you see that'd be our thing. Is we want to do it officially. Yeah, like we don't want no bullshit partner. We want the quality. You know, we stand on our name. Everything too really. So we can't do no phony altercation. No, nothing that's not authentic. So it was just kind of iffy. Like I don't know if that's the right backing that we.
You didn't know that person.
Semi.
Yeah.
Like,
okay.
We just.
I think it was more so like a, you know, that what it was an admirer, you know, and they, so I don't think they astray us wrong, but we didn't personally know them.
Yeah, we don't personally know you, you know.
That's weird.
Yeah, so we ain't really know how to jump into that. Like,
you did the right thing.
Yeah. Well,
most definitely, we gonna cure at a strand. Like, that's in the plans sure. Like,
you got
right
to.
Now.
It's
like
talk merch. To Dizzy about it.
Yeah, it's like merch. Yeah, it's like you gotta have it. You know what I mean? Yeah. For sure. Yeah, Dizzy got it going.
Yeah, for sure. Well, that leads me to my next question. Is that why you guys haven't put out music? Because you wanted to be right, packaged right?
Listen, I'm gonna tell you because
he gonna tell you, and then I'm gonna give you my.
Because like we don't come from the microwave era,
right?
Where you just put it out and because most people right now they pushing like the quantity. So let me push out new song, because I got to keep them in the tank because people's attention span is smaller now. See, we don't come from that.
Right.
And our fans is so loyal to us that we know that our fan base, you know, not that we want to keep them waiting, but we just want to give you what you came for.
Mm-hmm.
We don't want to rush something that you be mad at us. That's how you lose fans.
True.
Like, why did he put that out? Why did they put that out? You know, and like I said, we like to venture off new producers and get with the right people. You know, we don't just want to go with what's in front of us. We trying to really curate it all the way around and make sure that it's really right. So, you know, I know people be wondering, like, man, why it take them so long?
It's just been 2 years, right?
It's been 2 years, you know? But, you know, we hop on features and
other stuff
to keep it going. But as far as, like, just a project from us, it's for sure been 2 years. But we coming, though. I'm going to let you know for sure that that's what we curating
now. And to piggyback.
New year, new CD, when the ball drops.
Right. And to piggyback on that, it's like how he said, we want to make sure all the apples is lined up. You know, everything is the right way. We never stop working on music.
So we loaded up. Like, we loaded up with songs. We got a crazy song with jazz.
It's just.
We got a crazy song with jazz.
We haven't put out any product. Last thing we did was I would say Dead President, we shot with King Vay, which, you know,
that was for his album.
That was for his album, you know, live band. But, you know, like Creo say, when it's timeless like that, you don't gotta rush it. I was just sitting
100%, 100%.
I was sitting at the crib the other day showing my big bro, who's already a fan, who already know we do music, like certain videos, and he like, damn, like I ain't. This sound like now, like so. It's like to you know what they say to music. I old shit better than these niggas new shit. You know what I'm saying? So you know, again, not to keep nobody waiting. We want to give them the right things. It's a lot of music that's out there that you can get. You know, they'll bypass the genuine music to like cater to
the hooks, like Creo said, the popcorn and shit.
And see, they won't be knowing the difference. What us is like. We not really competing on some, like, you know, like, because some people be caught up in that. Like, I got to keep my name popping in the city. Our thing is we trying to break through that industry barrier. So we got to make sure it's right. If we want to get to that level, we got to make sure we present it the right way.
Yeah. No, that's like, good to hear. And obviously that's what I felt like why you haven't put out music in so long.
Absolutely.
Because the rollout is so important.
It's so important.
The packaging and, you know, having everything. A plan. And
even the sound of, like, what we trying to push to
for this
album, you know.
Like, even with...
We can make 20 songs.
Right.
But if only 5 fit the sound that we looking for, then we going to keep working. We not going to put the 20 songs.
We
don't move like that. We looking for a certain sound, so it's like we going to keep going until we find it.
It's like, I look at global, like... let's say, I mean, okay, locally, I feel it did what it was supposed to do. Of course, we could have, you know, pushed more on a bigger masses. But what Global did do is what Creo said in the rollout. Mm-hmm. It gave us a personification. Damn, Global. They look at us and think, this the Global crew. Yeah, you understand? Yeah, yeah. Because we branded
we
that.
We went to New York.
We did went to New York, Atlanta.
You needed to do.
You know what I'm saying? Chicago.
To make sure we captured that whole feeling of Global.
Right, right,
you know
right,
what
right,
I mean?
Right.
Like,
so, you know, to this day, if motherfucker drop a comment, they going to drop Globes under our shit, you know, because
that's part
we kind
of the
embody.
The
yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. So, you know, and I also think it tell his own story. Mm-hmm. Global, these boys going to be Global for real one day. You know what I mean? So,
exactly.
Yeah, does that come from just being, like, being in it for so long and you already been through all the bullshit and you already got made all the mistakes and now you're like, you know.
Absolutely.
You know what not to do?
I think it's a mindset.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying? Like, we always used to battle with people calling us the local,
local rapper. Like, we hated that for the record. Like, people used to embrace that. It's like, because we travel, you know, and we be around all these people. And it's like, if you go to another city, they never refer to the up-and-coming rapper as local. They just call them, whether it's anybody, you know, 21 Savage. They never call these people local. They just say, he's hot. Like, here, I was like, we ain't get that because who want to be local?
No,
nobody.
No,
don't
a lot,
be
a lot.
Big in the city.
I
like.
Think a lot of people want to be local.
Absolutely.
The way they move,
they do though. They do though, and you could tell off they moves, and that's why I say it's different with us because we could do a lot of stuff to be one up on the city, but we not in competition with the city.
Yeah,
we trying to compete with the industry.
Yeah.
So when we roll it out, it's like we trying to catch the eye of the industry and say, okay, what they got going on over there in Vegas, like, I see what they doing right here, you feel me?
That's what I be trying to tell artists, man, that I talk to, bro, is like, yo, take your time with your shit, man, and like you said about the competition, a lot of artists out here, especially out here, is because I think that, like, we don't know what it's really like for artists to come out of Vegas and blow the fuck up, you know what I'm saying, besides Dizzy,
right?
But, like, so we don't know, like, how to move like musically, like, you know, in a city like in Atlanta would or LA would.
That's facts.
You know what I mean? So
that's facts.
So a lot of people get caught up in like competition and like, you know what I'm saying? It's weird, bro.
You know,
weird.
We be, you know, that's one thing. We prided ourselves on, like, we really worked with everybody in the city.
Yeah.
That
absolutely.
Got something going on. Yeah. We never cut off the new and feel like, okay, they knew they hot, they like I'm trying to compete with them. Nah, we want to embrace you.
Yeah.
Whether it was anybody, you could know from Liz Sox to whoever, I ain't going to get the name dropping, but anybody that they can say, pretty much we either got with them or we plan on getting with them.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Long as it's everything is everything, we try to big up the city.
Hey, you pulled up here, man.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I appreciate it.
Like, nah,
you know
for
it says
sure.
a lot, bro.
Absolutely.
And I'm for real grateful, though, for real.
Oh, yeah, 100, bro. Yeah. Like I say, it's a pleasure for us because, you know, after doing it for so long, you know, to still be recognized and looked at the way that we do, it's special for us, like, because the city don't always know that.
Yeah.
Sometimes they probably think we, like, we don't never get big-headed, and we always stay grounded knowing that, you know, it's people that don't last as long in whatever they do. Not just music,
that's real talk.
Just in life. People don't last in what they doing, so for you to still be afloat and people still look at y'all like, you know, y'all big for the city, that's a blessing for us, you know?
Yeah, super. Yeah, you're still influential even in music, and you ain't even putting out music.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? These motherfuckers putting
it's
out
crazy.
You know, record after record is still irrelevant.
Bro,
you know
you'll be amazed, bro, how many people want, you know, some type of criticism, features, how Creo say, you know.
Yeah.
So we most definitely still tied in, know what's going on.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, and like, and Creo said another good thing, like, we got to stop being so caught up in what we know.
Yeah.
It's cool to reach out and get new producers.
Exactly.
You know, new
the young
features.
Cats. Exactly.
The young cats coming up. Because that's another thing with this music. These young cats going to eat you alive if that shit not.
It's a different thing.
Yeah, it's a different era, you know.
Yeah.
But I it's just like my boy Mozzie say, new era, new king. Like, we can't be the ones saying, man, back in my day, man.
You don't want to get caught up in that.
You
but you guys are still young, though.
Yeah, absolutely.
For sure. But you know, when you do it for so long, it kind of.
Yeah,
you're like in the middle.
It's like J. Cole.
I was just about to say that.
I promise you. Like, when he made that song, I'm like, damn, that's exactly how we be feeling. Like, we like the middle town.
Yeah.
We in the middle of the OGs and then the youngsters. We like right in the middle. You feel me?
Hell yeah! Damn, man. So you guys got a tape dropping top of the year.
Top of the year.
I promise. And then it's gonna be well worth it though. So when you get it, it's not gonna be like damn, they took 2 years. It's like with Global, we met them way too, but when they got it, mm-hmm. it was worth it. It was the worth it.
Mm-hmm. You know what Global, man, Global is so dope. It's like, say once you got it, you probably didn't call in and say, hey, yo, this shit hot.
Yeah, yeah.
You sat with it for a good week or two.
Mm-hmm.
Like, damn, every song is, I'm talking about from production to the lyrics to, you absolutely. Know, and it built, like I say, it built its own life. It built its own life. So to me.
It told a story.
Yeah, I feel like we got more mixtapes that's more spitting type, but Global was like, and you got to think, I'm the impatient one. So through that whole Global process, I'm
see,
like,
Mook be one to like, crazy. I ain't going to lie, I take the fault for that. Because I be the one like, nah, bro, let's do it. You know, he be also, like, we recorded like, let's go. Let's set it on fire. I'll be like, just wait a second. You know what I mean? Like, that'd be more my call. You know,
that's the balance, though.
Yeah, it's the balance, and it's good for me too. Cause sometimes, you know, I get too in the like let's wait, and he be like, nah, it's too long. Now we really gotta drop, bro. Like we over the time limit. Like we gotta do it. So it's like you said, it's that perfect balance. You know, and I feel like Global, ain't gonna lie, it embodied the city because. If you decode it and look at all the features and the producers, it's everybody that was somebody from Complex to King Bay to Reezy to Dizzy Wright to Euros to like, you get what I'm saying? Like, like everybody that it was all embodied on one CD.
So even if you came out the city locally, musically, they was doing things on a global scale.
Yeah,
you feel what I'm saying? Those producers, those featured artists.
Exactly.
They was doing shit on a global scale already, so it just all meshed together. And to know even Dizzy is on the self-entitled global song. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? We supposed to been selfish and
even
kept that for ourselves, you know? You know, it just make more sense.
Even like Cam Austin, you know, he won a Grammy. Shout out to Cam, you know? But he took the time out. We flew to Chicago.
Mm.
And we sat down.
Cam Obi?
So we flew to Chicago and we're sitting down with him, but it was just so graceful because he was around people like Chance the Rapper and all these people.
Yeah.
So for him to take the time out for the city, it lets you know the respect that he got for us at the same time. And he don't know that it made us respect him a lot more because we already messed with him outside of music. But it's like once you get to that level, you don't have to you can choose to who you want to deal with.
So
with him to let us in, it's like he wanted the city to big up too, though, you know?
Yeah, he's from out here, right?
Yeah.
Are you guys aware of your influence, or do you like not really think about it? Or
I'm gonna say this.
Cause like I said before, bro, I'm a white kid from North Las Vegas. You know what I'm saying? And yo, like strangely, y'all been part of my life for over a decade. Yeah, you know what I mean?
So with me, I say it's like I use the Simba story, okay? Like who my pops was to the city, and then you know once my pops deceased. I moved with my mom. It wasn't too far from the west side or nothing, but you know, I'm kind of in that just domain, right? And then get older, come back to the west side, and it's like, damn, I'm seeing who I am. Like, you know, hold on, people embracing me kind of differently. Like, I'm not aware of that because I think that's where the whole Two Realest faction come in at. We just some real cats.
Yeah, sometimes.
So we don't really just, you know, like, hey, oh, shit, we here in the city, or people look up to us. But as I get older, I do see that, okay, like, your voice can change some. Or, you know, you could tell them little dudes to chill out, and that might mean something to them opposed to the next person. So, you know, like I say, coming up, it's like you don't really know.
Yeah.
Getting older is when that wisdom kick in, and you're like, hold on, okay.
Yeah.
Because for a long time, like, you know, we had to adjust. Just being that we came from the street, it used to be weird when you be out and somebody be like, woo-doo-woo. You know, you kind of take it the wrong way. You I don't want you to walk up on me like that. But then you realize, like, bro, they really admire you.
Yeah.
Like, they don't have to live with you or went to school with you, none of that. But they admire you, so we start to understand that, and you begin to embrace it. Like,
we really got fans.
We really got influenced because there's some people that came up and said, man, I cried from a song that I heard.
Yeah.
That's the type of shit that move you and be like, damn, you like, bro,
what,
I'm just spilling my emotions. So for somebody else to connect with me,
right,
that's like a blessing.
And what really put a twist on it is without rap, you take away rap, we heavily influenced in the streets.
Yeah, for sure.
You know what I'm saying? So
for sure.
That right there, that carries over majorly into rapping, because damn near every rapper want to be a street nigga.
Vice versa. Every athlete want to be a rapper.
Yeah, so you know how that goes. So with already being respected heavily in the streets or in the region, I look at it, you know what I'm saying? Because we can go different places and they like, it ain't going to be no...
Absolutely.
I tell people this, to not quote-unquote poke my chest out. Hey, bro, man, when I meet an out-of-towner or something, man, I'm Mook, man, how you doing with people? Hey, man, just if you know anybody from Vegas, just ask them about Mook.
Just be like,
it's going to be a good rapport. It won't be ill. It won't be
10 times out of 10.
Yeah, so it'll help out. And sometimes I have to connect the dots like that. Like, so say if you meet me doing music, shit, I like the music. And then they might be tied to a game.
Yeah.
Hold on, he from what? And then, or they might got a son in sports. He coached, so they connect all of the dots and like, damn, this is him.
All across the board.
Yeah,
it's respect.
Yeah,
like,
so.
On whatever level, you know.
No, there's big respect, bro. It's like, you hear about the checking in shit. Are y'all the ones that kind of check in with?
For sure.
Absolutely.
Because that's how I feel like we carry that weight for the city. Mm-hmm. Because on a global stage, it's like people really don't know what we got going on, these out-of-towners, right?
Mm-hmm.
So when they see us, we try to be the most authentic representation of Vegas so that when they know, it's like you getting the rawest form of Vegas, not the watered down, not that I moved out here from somewhere else. You getting like born and raised straight off the west side in this shit since day one, born in this shit to where we at right now.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So that they understand, like, because they love us, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And they be like, yeah, but I'm a real west side of Vegas. Individual. So what you like about me, it come from what I grew up in and where I came from.
Right. Yeah.
That's probably why you look at me in this light. So I got to give credit to my city and my section from where I'm from, because that's what built our character and our whole charisma and everything. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
so then they understand. So now they embrace it more wholeheartedly, because sometimes they get a misconception about Vegas a lot of the times when they from other places, you know?
Because they just think it's like just...
The casinos, they kind of figure like ain't no street, none of that. They got no hoods over here, it's a lot going on. I tell people all the time, bro, I graduated from Sierra Vista High School, bro.
I'm telling
you. For real?
Yes. Yeah, don't nobody know that.
See, that's what I'm saying, bro.
They do now.
We got a wild story, because like for me and him, we like really the most authentic representation of Vegas, I feel like, because we was born on the west side, born and bred, but we didn't live everywhere. So, like, we was going to school to Cheyenne from Blue Diamond.
Mm.
People just getting on Blue Diamond 10 years ago. We was in Blue Diamond in 2006 when it was brand new.
Mm.
We know that.
Yeah.
We know them streets. We know Henderson. We know every part of town, because if we didn't actually live over there, we dabbed and dabbed and did whatever we was doing, like, over there.
Yeah,
because,
like I say, I was outcast at the school. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, over there. At that time.
I was just blown, because... we're in Vegas. Y'all don't know nothing.
It's like another world.
So I'm at school, and I become like, I won't say most popular. I would say, because I was introvert up there.
Yeah.
You
yeah.
know, like that shit. Yeah, ain't. Yeah. But
with all the white people.
Yeah. Yeah. But as it went, you know, it's like, okay, this I can meet new people. I know a lot of people from Vista who I'm friends with to today. But
absolutely.
The thing was, I found myself getting known by being the Vegas kid.
Yeah, like, in Vegas. From the west side. Yeah. Like, you know, because you're introducing them to, like...
Yeah.
Bro, I swear to God, like, anybody that... It's weird, because I went to Legacy. I graduated from Legacy.
Okay, yeah.
And when I used to start it... When I graduated and I got into, like, working and shit on a strip and shit, and I told people, like, what school I went to, what side of town I come from.
It's
not bad where I grew up. You know what I'm saying? It's middle class, a motherfucker. Yeah,
absolutely, absolutely.
But it's... I mean, it's active, but it's still...
it's definitely active. But still in the way.
Go ahead.
But it's... They look at me like... the fuck, like don't leave no money around him, like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, because
that type of shit.
Yeah,
bro, it's crazy that like people from the southwest and Anderson, it's like they don't even want to come,
they don't even want to come past Sahara, bro.
They don't want to
go past Sahara, because that's where the strip start. Like, I'd rather not go down there, you know what I mean? And they don't know, like, as long as you stand up and you know how to move, you can move anywhere. That's what people don't understand. We didn't been in a lot of projects across the world, you feel what I'm saying? A lot of places. It's just that if you know how to move, you know how to move. You know how to carry yourself, you know how to carry yourself. You ain't going to really have no problems. You know what I mean?
Like, yeah.
As long as you stand up and you authentic of who you with, yeah. I think people respect you anyway. You feel me?
No, 100%. What do you guys think about the growth of the city? Because it used to be a small town. Because I'm born and raised here, too.
I love it.
I love it.
Really?
I love it. Yeah. Bring that money in. I'm going to be honest with you because it's like I felt like we had the weight of them big cities like mm-hmm. Miami and all, but we don't get that respect because there wasn't a lot of people here like that. Yeah. Now it's like we gonna turn into the entertainment capital, mm-hmm. right? Yeah. So now they gonna respect us like they do a Miami person, a New York. It's our time. I feel like right now it's like a gold rush for us. Like we about to have a gold rush in the city for everything.
Yeah, I have mixed feelings about it, bro. I'm gonna keep it real because it's like becoming like. You know, I lived in L.A. for a little bit.
Yeah,
and I hated living. I love going there, but I hate living
there.
That's
me. I would never move there.
Bro, but that's why I feel like Vegas is turning into the new L.A.
Yeah.
And all these people moving here and these housing developers just building. Yeah. They're building houses, but they're not building communities. Nah. You know what I'm saying? There's a difference.
Yeah, they just want the money.
And it's just like it's just people crammed in.
Yeah,
too many people. You know, I mean, we live here. Like, traffic is stupid. It never used to be traffic
like that.
Ever,
but we can
get
anywhere in the city in 30 minutes.
Ever,
for sure.
Bro.
Now I most definitely like 48. With the high volume of traffic, but it's good for the city,
it's
man.
It's good for the city. We need some more looks, bro.
I guess it's not a battle, like, I mean, that I should really put too much energy into because I ain't got no control of that shit.
Because look, though, and I'm going to tell you something. You know, it's like I feel like the generations up under is really going to benefit from this, right? Mm-hmm. Because you got to think, I feel like we should have had way more entertainers that was famous. We mm-hmm. should have had way more athletes. We just didn't have a spotlight. Mm-hmm. It's like now we really gonna have a lot of, you know, what we supposed to get. Yeah. All these young kids playing football, basketball, rapping, singing, if they play the piano, whatever they do, it's gonna get a broader spotlight. So that's why in LA you got so many people that blow, because there's so many eyes, there's so many connections, and they can pull you up. It's like now we gonna get some more resources to pull up and say, okay, now we got more eyes on it so we can shed our talent a little bit more. Because I feel like Vegas, we one of the most talented cities that slept on. 100%. Like, I go to other cities and I be like, my city got way more talent. Are we way flyer? Like, 100%.
You're not just biased?
No, bro. I'm telling you, like hey, honestly,
I'm a
though.
Crazy Vegas person. So now, like, I got a name drop because I'm super crazy about Vegas. You dig? Yeah. And, like, how he's saying, I feel like we got people out here that go toe to toe with.
Anybody
from any city. Mm. What it is might be unity, and we can't even say that because
I feel like that's starting to change now.
Yeah, people always say, man, you got to get out of Vegas, and it's anywhere you go. Now, most definitely being a Vegas artist, going to Atlanta, Miami helps because you're not from there.
Yeah, absolutely.
But think about what those Miami artists are dealing with. They're dealing with the same shit we dealing with in Vegas. Yeah, you know, it's crab in a bucket mentality. Yeah, so you can't say, oh, Vegas don't support art, because I'm more than sure. Mm-hmm. This is how the street works. It's gangs everywhere, even if they don't call themselves gangs. It's, it's oppositions.
Right.
You
it's
understand?
The same
so
shit, yeah.
you know, you can't really get around that part, but you know, for the most part, you stay at what you're doing. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
But I feel like, though, we really do. We need some more unity, though, too, because, you know, it's like when you go to other places, like, you know what I mean? Like, because I feel like here, we haven't had that one besides Dizzy. So everybody is, it's like in LA, people know it's 10, 20 artists that's getting paid. So they feel like it's cool to be connected and doing and support. Yeah. You know what I mean? Because it's enough for everybody here. Because
it's not just
everybody
one person.
Everybody still want to be one. It's everybody want to be one. They want to be the first one. I want to be the one. I want to be the one. It's like I don't want to show love over here because I haven't blew yet.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I want to get mine. And it's like, but we got to change that.
Nobody can be first yet because Dizzy already first.
Yeah. Like, you know what I'm saying?
But let me say something on that because I love Dizzy to death. The thing with that is that's the beauty of really coming from the grits of the city. Everybody don't know that. You understand what I'm saying? So to on paper, as far as cash flow, as far as Dizzy the first
tours,
one to make.
Tours,
Dizzy the first. To the city, he's not, and that's the honest truth.
Yeah. I know a lot of people, a lot of the homies, they don't listen to Dizzy.
Because they don't.
I think he's, I think it's like for a lot of people, it's too positive.
Yeah,
and that's sad to say.
No, that's sad
to say, but
that's 100% true.
Yeah.
Like that's 100% true. Like,
but I'm a diehard Dizzy fan. Let me get that
straight.
Yeah,
that's what I say. We
like,
love.
I was in Dizzy Rise, Floyd Money Mayweather video.
What I'm doing is speaking for the city. As
I, yeah, no, I know.
You understand what I'm saying?
Like,
I love Dizzy, and then what I'm saying is in real life how it works.
Yeah.
Of course, like I say, the checks, the tours, come on, man, he solidified that.
Yeah.
He got that in the bag.
Yeah.
I'm saying city or community support, it just hasn't reached.
His fans is outside.
Yeah, his fans is outside of the.
He's global.
So
like,
I feel like my thing is like when you capture the city, like, oh, man, it's like you threw the roof from there because, you will find more people that love you than the ones that hate you.
Yeah.
You understand?
Yeah,
like
yeah.
Right now, you're gonna find is he from the city? You know, we know because we know we understand his music, we understand his background, and I'm saying wholesomely, the city won't just say, "Hey, that's the first man who made it out of there," because you haven't even captured.
Because he didn't blow.
You understand what I'm saying? So you know that's it. But again. That's humbly as I can say it.
Everybody has their different definition of success.
Yeah. You know? So, but you know, to credit Dizzy, you know, it's like he really shined a lot of light on the city. Even if people don't embrace it, because some people, like you said, a lot of people in the city feel like, okay, he blew, but it's not, you know what I mean? But he is a representation of Vegas, however they look at it, you know what I mean? And he always try to reach back to what he can
100%.
And do what he do. So I salute Dizzy on everything that he
100%.
Do.
100%. I mean, he's low-key living the dream. He got a store.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, what else could, you know, he's doing?
Taking care of his family. Like, he got a strand. Like, he's he's good. You know what I mean?
What else could you, like, that's everything. Those are, like, on the checklist.
No, for real.
You know what I'm
saying? Global tours. Like, he did it all already. You feel me?
Man.
For sure.
Yeah, man. It's so weird that artists get caught up in the competition with each other because it's like, it's not battle rap. We're not battle rapping. You know what I'm saying? Like, why are you like, this is like, there's plenty of room for everybody to
eat.
I'm
gonna tell you what it is. Once they get a spark, if you have an artist with no type of fan base, no, he won't throw himself in the race.
Yeah.
Once they get a little a song that popped or something, now they the king of the city. Yeah, they run some shit.
And I'm gonna be honest with you.
Yeah.
Where we come from, it's the egos, right? Because it's like the money factor come where we live at. You know, in other places, I feel like New York. It's about the art. If you can rap, I don't care if you don't dress or none of that. You can rap. Here it'd be like, if I get money, I feel like I'm one up on you.
Yeah.
I don't care if you rap better than me. I got more money than you. So it's like we live in a city like that. It's very like, you know, we take away from the art because it's more about the culture of how you live in. Like, what car do you drive,
bro? Yeah, I mean, that's what we're built on, right?
You know what I mean? It's built on money, so we can't be mad
the
about
art
that.
Art is new to Las Vegas.
It's
new. Yeah,
culture,
yeah.
That's new. Yeah. We really was ran off just money. So people have a hard time differentiating the two. Like, just because he got money don't make him a dope rapper.
Yeah.
And just because he broke don't mean that he can't rap. It'd be, like, 100%. Hard to find that balance. You know what I mean?
100%, bro. And I don't know, man. Like, man, I mean, I've been on the scene, like, managing people. And, you know, I tried to be a rapper back in the day.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? I'm not going to spit nothing
for you
right
now. I want to say I ran across a little YouTube or something.
Nah, bro. No, I got some songs on my YouTube, though.
For sure.
Yeah, but that's just for, like, you know, so my great-great-great-grandkids can listen to my shit, you know?
Yeah.
But yeah, the city is definitely, I feel like it's definitely bubbling.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And it's only matter of time before somebody pops and gets the fuck up out of here. You know what I mean?
I feel like 2021, 2022 at the latest because we got the WNBA, we got the Red Sea, just the
Corona. We got WNBA?
I mean, yeah, we got the Aces.
I'm just playing.
Yeah, you know, WNBA team. You know what I mean? Like,
my bad for the women's basketball joke. My bad, man.
But you know, you can't discredit that because it adds to the city, though. You know?
No, so, like, I know.
It just give us more looks. The hockey thing. You know, we went to the Stanley Cup last year. All that.
Yeah,
so
real.
It's like, you got all these people migrating here, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they naturally going to want to see what's the art,
what's
the music. When you come somewhere, you're going to want to know. You
and
know?
What I can say that rap has helped with, not in particular us, is just on a global scale. Everybody, how I said earlier, everybody want to be hood. So what does that require? Oh, let's go tap in with the hoods. Where the hood shit at? You understand what I'm saying? They hearing about some Vegas shit.
Yeah.
Oh, well, where is they culture? Where is it culture at?
Yeah.
You gotta get on the freeway and you gotta
go past Sahara. You gotta go past Fremont.
You gotta keep coming, they be scared to come past.
And you know, you'll really see what this shit do. But
yeah,
you know, you won't really be able to say, oh yeah, I enjoy Vegas.
Yeah.
You know, some people come and they lose their money. And that shit take a big toll on them. You know, they don't wanna ever fuck around up here no more.
For real. How have you guys been able to balance, like, because you're a coach. Are you coach too?
Well, I'm involved, you know.
Okay, yeah. How do you balance, because that's what I love about you guys, man, is you're so involved with the youth.
Yeah,
absolutely. And that, like, even broadens the level of influence and the respect. And how do you like really balance coming where you come from and doing all that, and then with the youth and being a coach and being somebody that the kids look up to?
Man, I can't even lie, bro. It's super overwhelming. Mm-hmm. But you know, when I sit back and I think, like I was talking to a parent today, what else would I be doing? Like, mm-hmm. I want my schedule to be filled. If it's not music, it's basketball. If it's not basketball, it's my son. Mm-hmm. I mean, whichever the order, but you dig, I want to be doing something. So most definitely, it's not easy. It might look like it the way we, you know, because it's second nature. We got good moms, bro.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So when they working two jobs, like, they not even getting paid shit at these jobs. We not knowing that because it looks so, the perception of it, you know what I mean? But like I say, you know, I get my times where I'm ready to, you know, I'm more than sure Creo as well on the business end, how he do what he do, you know what I mean, running businesses and shit like that. Like, it take a lot out the day, and we're real fathers, too.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's not like, let me go drop by and see my son and get back on.
It's
no.
Like a full schedule.
We hands on with everything. If it's sports, if it's, so, you know, that's a hell of a question, bro. Yeah. I got 80, 90 text messages a day. I tell people all the time, if you hear me pick it up in frustration, don't fret. You know, that's just me. I got to get it off my chest.
I'm juggling a lot.
It's
a different type of schedule.
You know, it, to some of my homeboys, they don't understand. They won't move on their hip all the time. Yeah, it's like, yo, check it out.
I got this going on.
Grown now, you know what I mean?
But you know what it is to me? It's like, you know, I feel like we embrace it. Because it's like an honor for even a kid to look up to you a certain way.
Yeah.
Because then to know that you lead them in the right path, it's like being authentic. Like, so, you know, these parents can trust their kids around us because we're not going to lead them to destruction.
Right.
At the end of the day, you know what I mean? And we've been through certain things, so it's more believable when we speak it to them instead of an outsider coming in trying to speak to them and they looking at you like, You never live where I live. You never been through what I've been through.
I can't relate
to you. With us, it's more, and then they get to see the successful side. So it makes them want to stay on whatever the right path because it's like, man, you know what? I see my coach. Man, my coach, he hold it together good. Mm. Regardless of what he going through, an emotional side, and he always tell me the right thing. So I think I'm going to take that same approach
with my life.
I'm going to try to do the right thing and tell somebody the right thing instead of straying them off down the path, you know? You know what I mean? Whatever situation.
That's powerful, bro. Because, I mean, even, you know, coming from me as a kid playing sports, you know, my coaches were like father figures to me, bro. You know what I mean? Like, and you don't even, as a kid, you don't realize it, you know?
Yeah.
And, man, you know, I used to practice at West Middle School, you know, on the Jaguars, you know? So Coach Calhoun. Now that I'm here, and when I'm able to reflect on it, I'm like, bro, because I remember Coach Calhoun. He specifically, my mom. I was one of three white kids on the team, right?
Right.
And every time my mom would drop me off to practice, I don't know why that even matters, but I'm just giving you some context. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? But he would always hide his cigarette. You know what I'm saying? He would always hide his cigarette. Right. And like, and I didn't realize that, like, I would laugh, like, you just got caught. You know what I'm saying? But
I want to piggyback on that because, see, and that, because that goes a lot for me, bro. That works in what you just saying because, you know, you want to keep this per se clean image, right?
Yeah.
Of yourself. And then, like you also said, we just humans at the end of the day, right?
Sure.
But to be able to be an influence in a child's life by doing the right things.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And being authentic, you know?
I think, I call it the Snoop Dogg effect.
Yeah, for sure.
Because we see Snoop Dogg blow his weed, he's heavily involved with his son's careers. Yeah. He's heavily involved
with
in
the community.
Youth, with the community. And when you do so much, in that community or do so much good like that, mm-hmm. it kind of blemishes away
all of
the bullshit or how people would look at you. You would find one or two people like, oh, y'all want to play for his team? He smoked weed.
Yeah.
You know, he woozy woo. But, you know, as humans and as realistic living our people, like, come on, bro. Yeah. Like, you can't ride nobody too tough for they, you know, whatever they do that's right or wrong because if they out here making a difference, you know.
And then what I believe, too, is, like, people can see the heart, right? Like you say with Coach Calhoun, it ain't about the cigarette because you know his heart. He might smoke a cigarette here and there, but his heart is invested with you to make you a better young man, right? Yeah. So I think that's what people respect about us is it's the heart behind everything that we do. It's like I'm genuinely doing this. Like I don't, you know what I mean? I could be doing anything else in the world, but I'm dedicating myself to these kids and that's what people respect about it. And then, like I say, we do it in the most authentic way. We don't try to come in tucking the shirt and all that because that's not how we do things.
Because
my heart is going to override to my appearance.
Hello.
You can look at me and see that I'm a certain way, but when you see my heart, you're going to say, I misjudged them. I might have misunderstood them by looking at my first appearance, but when you get to know the heart, you're going to say, man, I wouldn't rather have my kids around anybody else.
I think it taps into just being a human and being like I tell people all the time, I got 8 people up here. Like there's you know what I'm saying? It's a good and bad, you know what I mean? But you can't pigeonhole me to one kind of person just because of your
perception,
you know, perception or your judgment, you know what I mean?
Absolutely.
Have you got have like parents like came down on you and shit? Like
I'm gonna say this. I had one guy, this was years ago though, right? This was years ago, and it's funny because you would think this person don't even have an influence in my life. He just work at Doolittle, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I had like a little photo shoot or some shit, and like I was smoking or whatever. And he like, man, Mook, you got them kids, man. You know you can't be doing that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
He was saying it jokingly.
Yeah.
He don't know I really cut that shit out indefinitely.
Wholeheartedly.
You see what I'm saying? Now, what I do at home, that's what I do at home.
Yeah.
What certain kids in my program know that I do, that's through relationships with their parents. Mm-hmm. You understand what I'm saying? So, for the most part, to answer your question, I think if anyone did have a problem, they stepped away without saying something.
Yeah. Okay, okay.
You know, but for the most part,
it's because they see the heart. Like I say, I think they might come up with these things in their head until they really get to sit with the program and see, and they really get to see, like, this is not a bad individual on no circumstances. Mm-hmm. Like,
man, look,
it's pure. He's pure. You know, these people are pure with what they do, you know, because some people do it for clout. Some people do it for money. We don't get paid nothing to do what we do. A lot of the time we come out of the pocket, but it's from the heart.
Man,
so we don't bring that up. Yeah. It's from the heart. Whatever we do for your kids, even outside, because we got a lot of kids that they need help outside of basketball. It's not just basketball. It's like we dealing with real life and stuff that they got going on.
That's
so
what
when
I'm
we
saying,
do stuff,
bro,
it's from the heart.
I got one son, bro.
Mm-hmm.
One. I'm supposed to be literally just watching after one kid. But my heart tell me to do different.
70.
Yeah. I got shit.
70
if
kids.
You need
a
ride to practice, they calling Coach.
You better than me, bro.
For sure. Look, feed them haircuts, everything.
Feed them haircuts. Yeah. I'm talking about a kid getting in the car with me. They parents, they probably might be growing their hair. I don't know. I'm automatically either A, thinking first, or assuming, oh, man, it might be, we might have to go to the barbershop.
Yeah, for sure.
You know, and they look at me and take in that father role. I don't want to be their fathers.
Yeah.
I promote and encourage fathers to step in and be. I don't care what type of street background you got, what type of, like, being a father first, that's, like, the most gangster shit you could do.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But, you know, opposed to that, it's like, if they can't get with it, we all got our own, you know, skeletons in our backyard, you know what I mean? But, you know, for the most part, we doing it the right way, you know what I mean?
What you're doing is so important, bro. It's because you never know, like, I guarantee you in, like, 15, 20 years, them kids are going to come back and give you stories. Like, you didn't know, like, what I was going through.
Man,
I try
sure.
to play it cool, but since you were there, you know, you kind of saved my life and you didn't even know.
We
know?
Talk about this I all agree. The time because we sit there and talk and we say, like, Mo, do you know that one of these kids is going to go to the NBA, bro?
Yeah.
Factuals, and they're going to really remember all of the little stuff.
Yeah.
And it's going to make them come back and do the same thing for the next generation.
Mm-hmm.
Everything that we did and the way we treated them, they gonna treat the next generation the same way. Father and men. You know, even the ones who don't got good backgrounds and stuff, so they gonna work with them.
I wanna give credit to the Hen Hens.
Yeah.
The Coach Knox, Kays and Thomas, the Ricky Barlows, they gave us a type of structure to look forward to, and even to
Coach Red,
you know what I mean? Something to look forward to as getting older and getting to be adults. You know, life ain't gonna be handed to you. Even from the gang cultures we come from, the big homies in the set, it's like you got some that's gonna tell you, man, check this out, bro.
Yeah.
You got something
cut
going on, bro.
Yeah,
Now, we know where you from. Yeah. Go and do what you do. That's what I can say I love about my background the most is they embrace that. They embrace, hey, that's smooth, bro. Yeah. You know what time it is? You know what I mean? You know, without having to get looked, down. Yeah. Of course, there's haters everywhere. But I'm saying, for the most part, you know, if you could get that respect, the streets is the most political place you can come from.
For sure.
You see what I'm saying? So once you can, overcome all that, getting into politics anywhere else is damn near youth sports. You got.
That's easy, huh?
Yeah, that's easy.
Even business.
I be seeing people
you deal
like,
with
man,
the streets, you can deal with it.
Yeah, business, you can do, you deal with the streets, you can partially deal with anything. So I always encourage that too, a little stigma behind you. Like my son, I could put him in a 5-star school or something like that. You know, I want him to know what's going on as well. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? So he's still
well
at them schools in the trenches and you know, but with a good education.
West, you know what I'm saying?
Well, that's how kids stay humble. You see people that come from disenfranchised circumstances and they blow up and they become super wealthy and then their kids come from just they don't expose them kid their kids to that and then their kids are like
way different
and not humble
arrogant ego
and that's why I say sometimes I know we call it like they growing up too quick. But sometimes that work in their advantage. You know what I'm saying? Because
They're ahead of the game.
They're ahead of the game. They able to tell the ones that's their age. Hey, bro, come on.
Yeah, don't do that. Yeah, we already seen that.
Bro, that's what I tell people all the time with kids, because there's a lot of bad parents out there, bro.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
And we got to start calling it out
And it's like kids are going to be kids for a lot less time than they are going to be adults.
Hello.
So don't just treat them like a kid until they're fucking 18.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying?
It's too
late. Then they're adults. They're like, why are you not paying my bills? You know what I'm saying?
Exactly. Right.
So I don't know, man. I mean, a lot of people get mad when I preach about parenting because I don't have kids.
Yeah.
But I got niece and nephew,
And then the thing is, it's just adult to kids, not so much parenting. If you're an adult, then you know what to show a kid and teach a kid. You know, even if it's not your own, you're not going to mislead a kid.
You're not
going to mislead or misguide them. So, I mean, people should respect your opinion whether you got a kid or not, you know?
Yeah, I mean, my perspective is when I have a kid, I'm raising that motherfucker to be independent when he's 17.
Yeah. Because
I don't want to take care of your motherfucking ass no more.
For sure.
Like, I'm not, if
your shoes cost the same as mine, you're going to be working and paying for it.
Yeah, yeah.
That's how I go. You got to be able to take care of yourself because you're a man now. You know what I mean? Like,
100%. But you talking about politics, like the gang politics. How you been able to overcome that with over the so long, bro?
I'm gonna say it's respect, bro.
Mm-hmm. Hey, I was gonna say that.
Respect the right way though, not by muscling the respect,
because
that bring bullshit. You know when you try to muscle it. I think that respect, why I know that they respect me and Mook is because we move a certain way, regardless of who we around or what's your background, right? So, we respectful individuals, meaning that you could be from whatever, bro. As long as you don't disrespect me and I don't disrespect you, I feel like we can connect on some type of level. You know what I mean? And I feel like people have been around us so many times and because some people, they come around with the mean face and all that. They be like, bro, you got to relax. You know what I mean? It get to the point to where it's like, how can I hate on somebody that move the same way through every situation? They be fair in every situation. It's not like, oh, you from my neighborhood, so I'm going to treat you like this, and he from over there, I'm going to treat him like this. It's like, nah, bro, as long as you don't disrespect me, then I'm going to treat you all the same way. Yeah. You feel me?
I feel like it would be easier with out-of-towners because y'all don't really know each other. So
But with
people in the city, I'm sure it can get a little tricky.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because like he says, the the streets is more politics than mm-hmm. Trump and all that right now. Like, it's so many politics to it, but like I say, people gonna always respect authenticity.
Yeah.
So like any gang gonna respect you being authentic.
Being respected, that shit puts you up 5 points in every situation. So, you know, and even to even get to that respected level, we gotta give big ups to the ones before us, mm-hmm. the Dirty Robs, yeah, the Big sure. Mooks, the mm-hmm. you know, it don't just come. I think, and the dopest part is that we're representations of our fathers,
yeah.
right? So they knowing the type. Okay, damn, we seen that in his, you know, in his pops.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, that the apple don't fall too far from the tree.
Yeah,
you
yeah.
know what I'm saying? That don't go in every case. But what I'm saying is, with the West Side being so small, it's easy to identify who got money.
Yeah.
Who the real nigga?
Mm-hmm.
Who, you know, that shit yeah, is yeah. easy to identify. You know what I mean? And yeah. with us just like, it's been a long time coming, bro. I trip on this shit all the time. Like, only difference is, like, I don't want to be, you know, just loosely using words. We are the hove to the city.
Mm-hmm.
The biggest you can get
yeah.
as far as in the industry, to me, that's what we are to Vegas.
I agree.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah, yeah.
And that shit don't come with ease.
Mm-hmm.
We done been in them shootouts.
Yeah, yeah.
We done
exactly.
been in them trap houses.
Exactly.
We done, them doors done been kicked in. We right. done did
for
them
sure.
bids. You understand?
Yeah.
So that shit don't come with like, oh, that's Whoopty Whoop, son. Mm-hmm. They all good. Nah.
Yeah.
Nah. So we got our own yeah. stories after that, but most yeah. definitely that help mold, you know, okay, yeah, them they come from some type of solidarity.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But
and then it's like, you know, not moving off an emotional standpoint. I think that's what we good at. In the streets, a lot of people move on emotions
mm-hmm.
and they make the wrong decision and it starts something that they can't go back on.
Mm-hmm.
We very good at thinking about it first. Okay,
yeah.
move. What's the more strategic move rather than just going
yeah.
and green lighting and emotional and let's
yeah.
let's really think about it. Let's put the whole paint the whole picture because we see like futuristic. At where we at is where we wanted to be in life when we was way in the streets. So we knew certain situations could lead us down a path to where we not gonna make it to where we at right now.
Yeah.
So back then we had brains when we was sitting in the trap like, move, we can't do this forever.
Yeah, you had the foresight.
You feel what I'm saying? We can't do this forever. So even though we doing this, we gotta try to build something else. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And while we in this though, we gotta keep our name clean so that when we get to a certain point,
yeah,
we ain't gotta be looking
already,
over our shoulder.
Reputation.
Yeah,
it's
you
so
know
funny,
I mean?
Like the city they eat up when people come here, when artists come, and which is not a bad thing. You wanna get as many features, you wanna build your catalog.
Yeah, yeah.
Right, with us, it's totally different. It go back to those dots I was talking about connecting earlier. We meet a rapper, we deal with him just on a real standpoint. Hey,
mm-hmm.
dog, them solid dudes, they done heard about them. How you say the check-in method,
yeah, yeah.
right? They don't even know we do music.
Yeah.
So when that come back around, it's
yeah.
like,
it's
would I do a song
oh,
with
yeah,
you?
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah
come
yeah.
on,
that's
it's
easy,
good,
yeah,
it's
yeah.
easy.
See,
it make it more easier
yeah.
giving them who we are first. Of course, we do music and we, you know, I'm saying.
Yeah. But that's
being,
like second.
Yeah. yeah
I want
like,
you to respect
yeah,
me
yeah,
as a person
exactly.
first
yeah.
before
exactly.
you get into the
so,
art.
So, you know
that's
once that. Once that builds up, it's like, damn, it
yeah.
make it even easier because we all want, we. I want to be able to say, hey, man, okay, I'm going to leave some money with E, you know, and push up out of here, be able to come back and pick it up.
Yeah.
That holds so much value to a friendship, a relationship,
yeah.
not just money, anything. My 1800, don't drink my 1800.
Yeah,
you
yeah,
know
yeah.
what I mean? I, it should be right there
yeah.
when I cut, you know, that.
Yeah.
I look at things like that to where that's how I judge people, and I'm an energy
mm-hmm.
person. So.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't really, you know, you come in with that wrong energy, it's like, oh, we already know.
You know.
This ain't gonna go far.
Yeah, you already been there, done that. You already
yeah,
know. Yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
Exactly.
Damn, what did I want to ask you next, bro?
Fuck. Oh, no, we some talking motherfuckers.
Nah,
right,
it's good.
Know?
I love it. I
hey,
love it, bro.
One thing I want to say, you got dope ass. That logo.
Hey, I appreciate it, bro.
Fuck,
yo,
bro.
I made it. I made it myself.
Oh, you made it?
Yeah, I made that shit
see,
myself.
See, I ain't know that. I was looking.
Yeah.
I kept looking. I said, damn,
appreciate
that shit
it, man.
Dope as fuck. Yeah,
what's
yeah,
the
man.
Concept behind the name?
E-squared is elevate your mind, expand your thinking.
Okay.
Yeah, so there's
I
another
like
E-squared on the little, somebody else got it, but it's E-squared sports, so I'm trying to get them up out of here.
Yeah.
But
okay.
it's all good.
Okay.
It's different.
Yeah.
I picked the orange. Orange is a great color.
Absolutely.
But, yeah, I appreciate the compliment,
that shit,
man.
Dope. I was looking at it, I said, dang,
yeah.
I got a cold logo for
hey,
sure.
bro, I used to say the same shit. I mean, your logo is the Tourist logo
yeah, yeah,
with the
sure.
stratosphere.
Yeah.
Bro,
yeah.
I used to go to the Rancho Swap Meet every
yeah.
Saturday,
yeah,
right?
Sure.
And it used to be in that little booth.
Yeah.
The posters
no.
and everything.
You really was there. there, you know, like for sure, he know. It's still there.
The Mexicans,
right now.
The Mexicans that print up.
Oh,
you know,
G, for sure. He was present.
Yeah. I get so many screenshots. Somebody up there, like, look at y'all.
So a little bit more about the city though, man. I mean, I don't wanna people probably get tired of talking about the city, but like you said, I love the city too, bro. I'm born and raised, Valley Hospital.
Jay Mike, what's up?
But who's your favorite rappers like from the city over time?
I'm gonna go first. I got a lot. I love the city, bro.
Yeah,
I love
top
the city.
Top five.
Ooh.
No specific order.
Oh shit, I ain't asked you. Okay, that was tough right there.
Top five. I need to let me say
of all time.
I'm gonna say
of
for
all
sure.
Time.
All time.
You gotta
all
say
time.
Landlord for me for sure.
Oh yeah,
that's
okay.
Okay. That's for sure, Landlord. Yeah. That's
without
no question.
Without question.
He put too much weight on his back for the city.
Yeah, I agree.
He did that.
It makes me mad. Just a quick disclaimer. Sorry, Mook, but quick disclaimer. These young cats that don't put enough respect on Landlord's name. Don't talk to me, bro.
They don't know. Landlord didn't really. I would say he took on the most pressure for the city than anybody. Landlord. You saying just
period?
Matter.
Just whoever
period.
Comes.
I gotta go with. They is called Eternal Click, but Certified Hustler is what they kind of go by now.
Okay.
Because they had the same to me, like breakthrough as the two realists, right? You know, shook the streets up first.
Yeah, street
start.
Background.
You know, moving around globally. Mm. You understand? Like for whatever reason, it came to a halt. I don't know, but what I'm saying is. If I had to, they would be in my top five.
Okay,
so you got Landlord, you got Eternal, with us or without
you
us.
You gotta say Dizzy though, bro. Just.
Well, whatever you want, bro.
Okay,
you can put yourself at the top of the list. That's cool.
Okay. I ain't gonna lie to you. When it comes, because I feel like I'm gonna be honest with you. When they be making these lists and stuff, I feel like they discredit me and Mook in a lot of ways. You know, and it's because we keep it so authentic, we so accessible, we not. So they feel like, and then we make them wait, so they kind of feel like they ain't dropping no music. It's like, bro, you check the catalog, can't nobody catalog match with the two.
All
minutes.
The music that
this
they
fact,
dropping right now,
nobody catalog
still can't stand
besides
up.
Landlord, it's like nobody in the city that can go song for song, bro. Where people know word for word, and it's like, you know, like we drop bombs every time we drop, so it gotta be Landlord, Two Realists, you know what I mean?
And I'm gonna say, I'm gonna put Babe Blue in there.
Okay.
And why I'm gonna put him in there is because what he did for a region.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He, to me, made people respect the North.
Mm-hmm.
You know, now I know in Vegas it's two Norths, you know.
The New North
and
the
New
North. Nutty and the New North.
There you go.
The
Nutty North.
Yeah.
I feel like Babe Blue, he kind of put them on his back, you know. For sure, Blue Angel, rest in peace. But I'm saying Babe Blue is like that face that. Mm-hmm. So, you know, those is three. That I can say that, you know, just so influential.
See, we gotta do it in groups too now because, like, it's like a lot of these new rappers know because they don't got enough. Yeah. It's like they gonna be mad if
they don't have enough catalog.
Hey, though. You don't got enough catalog to be in these conversations.
Work. Nobody cares. Work harder,
you feel
bro.
Me? Yeah, so it's like Landlord, Two Realists. I gotta say Dizzy because I ain't gonna discredit Dizzy and know for what he did, where he started, and where he at.
Absolutely.
Is Dizzy right for sure? And who was? I ain't gonna lie, like, I can't even hold you. Like, I really fuck with Euros. Like,
his music standpoint, I ain't gonna hold you because
if you pull his catalog, you gonna be like, okay, he got that. You feel me? Like,
he's hard, because I ain't gonna
discredit. And he come from that background. You know, they don't really know him. He really from the West Side.
Yeah.
I thought he's
from the East.
Bro, he's really from the West Side.
Is that just because he fuck with Dizzy that I assume that?
Yes,
bro.
And it's crazy.
My bad, Euros. My bad,
bro. Listen, he is authentic West Side.
Oh, shit, I know that.
It's so crazy with Euros because it's like how he said authentic West Side. This nigga come from kicking in dope. You understand?
He
went to prison. It's like people don't be knowing that.
Yeah, he just got this different image now to where if you just now knowing him, that's what you got.
And I would love to get him in here.
Yeah, so it's like with me and Cree, we always wore our story on us. You understand? Like everybody, if you know Mook and Creole,
you know the whole.
He didn't really do that too much.
Because he came out of print, it's like you know after you do a bid, you kind of want to not leave that shit. You change for the better because it's like I've been there, done that, I did my time. So when he got out, you know, he start painting the picture of what he wants perception.
Oh, no, I get it.
You get what I'm saying? But it's like, y'all better not play with Euros. Like, don't think he
He's hard, bro.
Man, you know, and then on some street shit, like, he, you know, you get what I'm saying? It's like, you know what I mean? It's like, he really authentic. So I got to put him in there just because of his story and his music, though. We got one more slot. So, Landlord 2, Realist Euros.
Come on, man. Y'all missing out. One more. Come on, man.
Damn, you got to say Preem, bro.
Supreme.
SU. Oh, SU? Oh, come my on, God. Bro. Yo, like, I had toxic, bro. I had toxic up here, and I'm like, yo.
Bro.
Bro, SU.
Man, listen, man, if he want to stop, a lot of this shit wouldn't matter.
I low key want to get him in here, too. No, high key, I want to get him in here. Yes, but
because he is a very important piece to the Vegas scene.
So important, bro.
Because I used to say this all the time. Mm. Preem was J. Cole before there was a J. Cole.
Mm.
Same type of rap style, same type of aggression, same type of hoop. But it's like, it's crazy. It's like, J. Cole is like, if Preem would have pressed that lane first, that would have been his lane.
Yeah.
That would have for sure been his lane. Bar for bar is not to be fucked with.
Yeah.
On whatever level, he's not to be fucked with.
And he came from battling.
Man. You get what I'm saying? It's just like,
when you come from battling, they look
built
at
different.
You
wear a different type of weight.
You built different, like, but I also seen rap battlers sink on songs.
Well, yeah, some of them don't
Supreme
translate.
Supreme
know how to make. That was where it's like Cole.
He know
like,
how to do
because Cole got that style. Like, I can go bar for bar, but I can still make a song and get through to you.
Man.
So, like, Preem, who we missing, though? Because I feel, you know, it'd be so many
Facts.
In this episode time. Oh, yeah, Facts. We can't discredit Facts. We can't discredit Facts.
Facts.
We cannot discredit Facts.
Let me ask you, who your top five?
Man, top five, bro, Facts. I mean, of all time, I gotta go SU. I mean, like, it's more so people that I just respect, bro.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? So it's everybody that I grew up like listening to and hearing the homies and like the Landlord, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
He had in that 100 Bars and Running video, he had Boots and Pooh Pistols in there. It's like, you know, like Boots is my partner, you know what I'm saying? Like, so it's like people like Landlord.
And see, like that.
Yeah.
I don't want to discredit Pooh Pistol them.
Yeah.
Cause them, like,
that's what I'm
in
saying.
That era, it's
I'm,
like
you know
them
what?
Niggas
no,
got
you
so
know.
Many spitters, bro.
Yeah.
Bro, they
that's
got
what
more.
James
like,
West
them,
is hard, too.
James West is
hard,
bro. Look, remember I'm telling you, I'm showing Big Bro our videos.
Yeah.
Like our new, our old shit. Look, bro. James West shit just come on after one of our videos.
Yeah.
And he just,
and you know,
he don't know who he is or nothing. He's like, who the fuck is this?
Yeah. Even like Lissa, they going to say a lot of shit,
Lil
but
too,
when it come to
rapping,
it's like the boy got bars. Grease, Blanco, I ain't going to lie. You
Grease,
know, I ain't going to get up here in front. Like, niggas, when they be rapping, them niggas got, they got bars, bro.
He just collab with Payroll, man.
Payroll's
my favorite.
Yeah, Payroll, you feel me? That's what I say. So, but you know, I just don't want to get him that, right
but,
now, because,
but you know what, man? Let me apologize, man, for even asking that question, because the questions like that, yo, people start like, yo, you ain't saying me,
mad,
man.
That's
but
why
the
I
thing is, I feel like, for one, we've been on this conversation for a good 5-6 minutes, which is we trying to dissect it the best we can,
yeah, we can
as far as lyrically, like you say, respecting, you know, you got to kind of hide throughout Babe Blue. He gave the CD 18 months, right? You didn't know of, like, real shit, bro. Don't let it, nobody knew of nothing, them even cared, to say the least, what they was doing over there. Because to the city, the West Side is the predominant,
all,
you know what I mean? Where the music.
They come in to get it from the West, you feel
So with him, he kind of, like, woke
put
up
the
West
side on
people,
his back. Yeah.
Like, hold on, damn, y'all heard that? You know?
Yeah,
with him, it would be hard for a lot of viewers or listeners
to tap in
because you know, maybe the gang background.
Yeah,
I'm saying lyrically,
musically,
he know how to put together songs.
Yeah.
He understand, like, music is a passion for him. You know the ones who take it serious.
And he don't disappoint.
You can hear it.
You can hear it.
He don't
disappoint.
He don't disappoint. You know?
And he just did. They just did a song with Boosie. You know, it's like he's starting to get to where he wanted to be. Where I feel like people are gonna start respecting him more.
D-Cross too.
D-Cross is another one.
D-Cross, that came from battling, man. I still sometimes I go back on YouTube and watch the SU battling. Battling Artisan.
I ain't gonna lie, Preem, like, that's one thing that shit kind of hurt me when he stopped doing music, because he was so good at it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I ain't gonna lie.
It hurt all of us, bro.
We learned a lot from, like, you know, I ain't gonna lie, this is on camera too. We made a whole mixtape with Preem, bro. It's all factual, at his house. 10 songs, all freestyle. So this
and
is
it never came out?
It never came out. Oh, he got it, man. Like, you know, and it was dope because it's like he challenged us, right? He won Tata's like,
yeah,
bro, I remember that just night. Go. Like, we not finna do all this sitting down, writing shit like that. Like, bro, yeah, play the shit, load it up.
We
was riding the vibe, though. We just riding, and this shit was crazy because I never been experienced no shit like that.
See, I missed those days, too, when music was, again, I don't want to sound like a dinosaur. I'm saying... What I'm saying is, right now you could go in.
Microwave.
I put it in the thunder, the third, and the third, and put it together.
And the beats is the hardest shit.
It's what making it rock.
Hey, drop that shit. We good.
Yeah.
Damn.
They barely got a mix on.
You'll pay $50,000 for a beat and $5,000 for the feature.
You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah. I'm like, they ain't put no effort, nothing.
No love into
it. So that's where I start getting lost in music because I'm one of them. I need to sit and write. I need to do this verse. Go with the hook, like one of them type of cat that make a song wholesomely, don't it? You know what I mean? Opposed to, okay, the hook is talking about a girl, and then in the verse we just talking about shooting niggas. That's what go to the new listeners.
Gonna rhyme bitch and shit as much as I can.
I can with a beat.
But that's what I can say about people, how they respect Too Real's music, is like, they know it's gonna be
sick. No, like that, like especially global. Yeah. It could be performed live with live instruments. Yes, bro. You know, like I see that in like an intimate setting, like Jay-Z B-side, that kind of deal with the live band behind you.
You
feel
me? And
we
got a live recording like though. Yeah. We just ain't put it out. We did that. Mm-hmm. Like we did it live. We only did like 7 songs though with Vay and the Avengers. You know, we did it with the band. Mm-hmm. We just never put it out, but it's so dope because it's like, that's real music when you can express it live like that. You know what I mean? Like, we don't got to be so on key and just play the song. You can just freestyle.
I say this, right? I have yet, and it's no shade to Vegas artists, because as we up here, you see we giving big ups to everybody. We love the city. Yeah. But I don't know an artist that can get on stage and keep the crowd attention for 3 songs.
Without jumping around doing a whole bunch of crazy shit.
Yeah, like literally 3 songs.
And body of work, I feel like besides Sean Ross, Overdrive.
Yeah, Sean Ross,
as like
Overdrive.
Complete body
crazy.
Of work.
Yeah.
Global is like.
It's like, yeah.
Man, that's up there. I'm talking about from 1 to the end, like in sync and when you listening to it,
no
it's still being authentic,
no skips,
though.
Yeah.
I feel like Overdrive is the only one that can go toe for toe. Like,
yeah, Sean Ross been doing his thing.
What? Sean Ross is out of here.
Hey, Sean Ross is a musical genius, man.
What? That boy is a genius. Yeah, like, I didn't see him do shit in the studio, like, what the fuck? Like, 7 songs, no bullshit, though. No, this shit sound crack because I'm. Like, to me, I feel like I'm a musical genius. So when I get around people like this, I be like, damn, because I'm hella good at writing, dissecting. I mean, not writing, but like, I never wrote nothing down that we ever did. I never wrote it from day one.
Yeah.
Never wrote a lyric down, not one time. I never wrote it, though. But so when I got around somebody like Preem and Sean Rose, it be letting me know, like, okay, there's other people like this. But when you see like Sean Rose and Preem, when they get in they bag, you be like, oh shit. Mm-hmm. Like, okay, they went 5 songs. I gotta do 7. It make you up your ante, you know what I mean? You respect him as a lyricist because you be like, damn, bro, you like a machine, bro.
See, me and Creo, I think another thing that make our music so good is we come from, I won't say it's an era, but our method, we working on the beat in the song before we hit the studio.
We never freestyle.
Right. So we not going in there like, oh, that's the beat. Okay, now I'm not saying you don't get dope product like that. There's people that got hits. I'm saying what worked for us is, all right, at least even, we don't have to have the full verses, but we know where we going with it.
Exactly.
That way when we get in the lab, it's like, okay, this thing pieced together.
You don't come from like, go on YouTube, grab a beat.
To that point, we didn't did that before though, right? Because I remember one time, I remember this clear as day. We in the trap hustling. We forgot we had the studio. So it's like, oh shit.
Oh, yeah.
The beat is in an hour. We gotta be there in an hour, like 45 minutes.
Yeah.
Let's smoke, listen to it, get in the car. And by the time we got there, that shit shocked me. Like, bro, we really put out some hard ass shit like that, but we never intentionally just go in there and just say, we don't got nothing to record, bro. Put the beat on. We don't do that, bro.
What producers you guys like to work with out here?
King Vay.
Vay for sure.
Let me get credit to, we haven't got a beat from him per se in a long time, but let me get credit to Hitman Beats.
Yeah, yeah.
Because he out there, he working,
he got
man.
A new studio, I think.
Yeah.
Studio. Yeah. He just signed Mozzie, you know.
Yeah, and he just signed Mozzie. Yeah. And I'm going to tell you something about Hitman. See, because again, we come from the era where we got to get credit where it's due.
Yeah.
Despite anything he's ever had going on, he never stopped working.
Sure.
He been doing
he
it for a
never man. Stopped working. So those ones, like I say, if we want to judge him, street credibility, all that but shit, then that's different, okay?
But music,
if we talking about music, you gotta give him his fat. You know, same with Lil Sox, how Creo said. I understand all of the shit y'all want to say.
I'm when saying it's music, musically, you can never discredit
you can't
him.
Discredit him.
Right. He's, you know what I mean? It's like, you know, he's that. But producer-wise, I for sure, King Bay. Complex. You know, we trying to get back with Complex right now because he did the intro for Global, so we trying to lock back in with him.
Yeah, Complex is hard.
Reezy do his
Reezy's
thing.
Reezy's hard too.
You know, Reezy.
We got our own local in-house producer, right. BXB.
Come on, man.
Brick by Brick. Okay. I know you know Seem. You know,
come on, man.
Yeah, Seem Big Brother.
This is Big Brother.
This is Big Brother.
His Kimmery. Big Brother Kimmery.
Hold on. Yeah. Not the one that does photos, right? Oh, no, his big brother.
Yeah.
See, his brother that does photos, that's Sion. You talking about?
Hold on. You talking about Seem. Seem the Dream.
Yeah. Yes.
Okay, no. Okay. When you said Seem, I thought you meant Sion, but Seem and Sion.
Seem and Sion
are my, like, brothers.
So,
go ahead.
His real big brother.
Okay.
Do beats.
Yeah.
Brick by Brick, BXB. Yeah. I'm telling you.
BXB, see him on Instagram.
Okay. He out of here. Like, yeah.
Sion is my brother's brother.
Yeah.
How crazy is
Tay. I just put up on Tay the other day.
Oh, for real? Yeah.
So
Tay got me and Sion tatted. His mama's son. He got us tatted. With that, they'll tell you, bro, like with the whole showing love thing, and this is not the big brother, nobody or nothing, but Sion, he gave me the roses, shit, on Instagram, I remember, it made me, you know, feel hella appreciated, but I remember when they were just picking up the camera, like, when, where y'all gonna be, let's, and then we putting them in them spots with B-list celebrities, A-list celebrities, and that shit start picking up, and it start picking up, and like Sion told me, like, bro, hey, man, I appreciate it.
You know, we shot a video with Seem. And he did the trailer, him and Seem, in New York for Global. Mm-hmm. That whole little trailer, like how dope it was, that came from them.
But
we could have went with a bigger director from New York. We said we going to bring the city.
Bro,
like,
they were serious. Because I went to school with Seem. I met Seem afterwards. But they've been so serious for so long,
for
bro.
So long.
I think 4 years ago, I took both of them up to Portland. We did a show. We opened up for Paul Wall.
Okay.
And I flew both of them out there, and they did the whole shit. You know what I'm saying? And because I knew they were, they're serious, bro.
Yeah,
and shout out to Seem. I know he's been all MIA for a minute, but we love you, bro.
What's up, my boy? Oh, shit. I'm sorry. I'm on live, yo. I got somebody Kinetic Beats. You remember Kinetic?
Oh, yeah, Kinetic. We can't discount because he was on the first real.
But you know what? I don't even think he's looking for the credit. Just to even see that pop up, it's like, damn, that take me back to the when we was really first like doing this shit, man. Yeah. That's dope, man.
But you know, it's a lot of these young producers, too, that we want to get with. I just can't, you know, remember the name off the top of my head, but...
Yeah, I know, man. I forget now. I'm terrible at names, bro.
What's his name on the way? What that be? He be producing for Leaning Low. I forget his name, but he got some dope shit.
You guys gotta tap in with Gas. You heard of Gas?
Uh-huh.
King Gas. He got a studio on MLK Alexander. He's right there.
That's where Hitman at.
No, I know. Yeah, no, we saw Hitman the other day.
Oh, his door is the gas house or
the
some
gas
shit.
Station.
Like the gas station.
Yeah.
There you go.
He got some shit though, because we like tapping in.
Bro, he's so official. He got credits. He didn't work with hella big artists, bro.
Oh, he did.
He's just so low key.
Got dreads?
No, he's 6'4", bro. He is something like a big motherfucker.
That's crazy.
He played for UNLV, but he played ball for UNLV, but he's such a good dude, man.
Bro, we gonna reach out to him today. Gotta give us his Instagram.
I will.
And all
he's
that
such a good dude.
That's what we like. We like the up and coming too, though. We like something fresh, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, we got in there with Complex. You know, we ain't really know each other because he a little younger than us, But it's just like we was trying to explain to him, like anything that's fresh in the city, we want to connect with it like right away and cuff it in. Let me
because when we speaking on new artists, like I like TM. Tony Omar.
Who?
Tony Omar.
Tony Omar. I ain't heard of him yet.
You ain't heard of him?
I like. See, but this is how I like to hear about music. Yeah, right. Okay. Here. Like, yeah. I don't really go fishing for it anymore.
Cause like, it's too diluted.
If it reach, cause I can't keep up, bro.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
You like it's me, bro. Much, look, bro. Look.
If it gets to my ears from a human, then I'll tap in. But
perfect example. Bro, you know how long motherfuckers been on? You just said payroll, I swear, Vezo. Yeah. Motherfuckers been on them for years, bro.
Yeah, yeah.
I just couldn't never. I'm so Vegas, it's crazy. Yeah. Like, I don't.
We just tapped in with Vezo.
We just now tapping in.
But when we
with
tapped
Vezo.
In, it's like, damn.
This motherfucker be gassing. Who another young
artist?
So
much talent out here, bro. It's crazy.
Man.
Like you say, Pooh Pistols.
Pistols going up, yeah.
All of them.
James West
go crazy. Feel me? Who else?
Man? Hey, I got a secret though. I'm gonna show y'all some songs when we get off.
Okay.
But my boy Fleazy just got in the studio.
T-Fly's
got in the studio.
You bullshit,
bro. I'm not gonna put it out there. Yeah. Well, I'll put it out there, but we keeping it under wraps right now.
Young
Life, Larry Dubb. Yeah.
Oh, Larry Dubb.
Okay. Larry Dubb.
Sure.
Yeah, see, it's weird because it's different pockets of the city. Because
it is.
Like, there's
man,
a lot
what
of.
What the fuck? Hold on, bro. Because when we saying the best rapper, best. How the fuck we leave out Jazz Lazer?
Bro, I was about to say that.
Like, Jazz.
I'm so happy
we canceled. We're canceled, bro.
I'm like, man, I shouldn't hear. This on record. And Jazz is the most talented artist in Las Vegas, Nevada, for sure.
Bro, that's factual. That's like, you can't. Bro,
he's too much.
And I'm glad he's finally putting out music because it seems like for
so he got the same approach
so
like us.
Long.
You know, like if it don't.
But I think really, he was a writer.
He was writing, but he always been ready to drop Blossom.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, you know, we got personal relationship with him.
He just
been
wrote a song for,
ready to drop Blossom. Yeah. It couldn't, you know, like whatever was.
I
want to
get him in here too because like I like my perspective.
Yeah.
In the sense of like I'm a fan.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like not very. I'm like intertwined with, and I know people that know people that know people, but I'm not like super close to Jazz Lazer.
Oh, yeah.
So I want to ask questions from the fan. What the fuck? Like you had a song with Meek Mill back in what's it called?
Yeah,
like
Meek, Future,
bro. What?
Everybody, bro. Tiger. He did a song with
and,
everybody in the industry.
Yeah, bro. He's going crazy right now. His video, everything's
right
top
now.
Notch, bro.
Yeah.
You know,
and then the grind, bro. People don't know Jazz was on the D4D magazines and shit back
then.
Yeah, we were 16, 15, bro.
I don't feel like his story has been well documented enough.
No,
because you know.
They're going to discredit Jazz, and they don't
Jazz.
Know he really.
See,
I'm going to
tell you what helped Jazz out, though. Is musically, he is tied in with the streets, musically, right?
Yeah.
So. It's easier for like a me, a Creole, or a landlord, a reputable to be like, nah, bruh, is.
Yeah.
You understand? Yeah. And to where, you know, word of mouth is the quickest way to get out information. You understand?
Some people, like the younger generation, might discredit him and be like, well, I don't know if he really from Vegas and Jazz is really.
What?
Like, he been out here doing his thing. It's just like they just not
Jazz,
catching
rest
away.
In peace, Fresh.
Fresh, yeah, for sure. And then they don't know Jazz. Now he do singing and write. He come from bar for bar. For sure. Like, he come from, like, Jazz
bro,
got bars.
I don't think people have really dove into his discography.
Yeah.
Like, even on YouTube, bro, you see the videos.
Yeah,
you
yeah,
see,
yeah.
like, oh, shit, you've been doing this since you were, for the last decade,
yeah,
bro. Easy.
Sure.
Man,
yeah.
Hey, I'm going to say this. Y'all be ready. That's going to be the first single that's dropping. Two Realest Features
and
Jazz.
High speed.
I'm going to send it to you.
Two Realest
Jazz
Lazer.
High
speed is out of here
for sure, though. Two Realest Jazz Lazer. High speed.
Man.
Yeah, that's the shit.
Sorry, man. Y'all get me excited.
Oh, yeah.
Shit.
It's hard. It's worth every bit of excitement.
Visual, everything.
Who you got shooting the video?
We trying to reach out to, like,
Lonnie.
We love the shit out of
Lonnie. You know,
he's like, I feel like him and Tay Price are
the go-to.
The ball. They set the ball.
Yeah.
They set the ball.
Like being
now, you
in
know
it
what's
so
funny
long.
About that? Because I feel like, now Nick can correct me if I'm wrong, it might have been one person that used them. We really, like with Tay Price, we embodied them and the city embraced them. Lonnie, he was doing
that
shit. We embodied them.
I'm going to take it back to even recording Two Tone.
Mm-hmm.
Bro, I was talking to Toxic about Two Tone.
He's the GOAT, bro. When we, I'm going to say, when I say we, not two realists, YBE, the whole era came out of there. When we can't start going to, you know, that was the whole,
Even Hitman, though, like, niggas wasn't, we tapped in with Hitman, and my mama is
It's
like,
so funny, Tone was doing so much of engineering, I didn't think nobody else could engineer in the city.
Motherfuckers didn't even know what an engineer was back then.
Right.
We started with Tone in the closet, bro. In the closet, me, Landlord, Sadrew, Preen, we in the closet.
Sadrew Price, man.
He was like the all-star.
Bro, they had, bro.
Lady West, B-Mace.
Bro, we was in high school.
It's legendary.
B-Mace was hard, too, bro. I remember Thick Thang just going crazy.
Let me tell you how I knew Thick Thang was going to be.
Let me tell you something about your boy, though, because I know you mentioned that Pooh Pistols and Boots was your... So, you know, that I'm a creation of all that, the little Landlord, my little folks and whatnot. And P, like, yeah, I'm like, P, man, this is a poo-poo. He was rapping. This motherfucker had to be like nine or ten. How can you even dissect all that shit, right? And he used to be rapping. I'm like, P, this boy know all your songs. Listen to him. Mm-hmm. He kind of like... putting me in Lil Landlord and all that shit. You know what I'm saying? So, like seeing that process and then seeing what YBE did, you know, it was so many, like, dope-ass artists, bro. Mm-hmm. Like, being in the studio, again, all we was missing was the legit signing of paperwork, to me...
That was the biggest movement
that
come
out. That was the biggest movement that
come
out.
We can't even argue about that. That's facts for the record. Like, YBE, for sure, was... the biggest movement to come out the city, you know, it just everything slowed down.
The waviest, bro. Like everybody wanted to, be a part of it.
Shit was crazy.
And I can only speak from my experience. And I went to Legacy, so like you know, we had a combination of people from the north and the west. But like you know, what I'm saying you're not hearing nothing except. Young Baller, you know what I'm saying? If you're around, you're a Young Baller too.
You know some real shit? Because I remember with me and Mo, I remember pulling up on T-Rap. A lot of people that...
Oh, I forgot about T-Rap.
That's what I'm saying. When I say that, that's why I say when them lists, it be hard to do because it's so much talent out here. Like, and nigga don't want to discredit nobody like T-Rap. For sure, 100%.
Yeah, I like T-Rap, man.
But I remember pulling up on T-Rap. We were pulling up, giving them the Fly Famous 1 CD. So it's crazy to see it go from that to like in its own light. It's like it's dope. You feel what I'm saying? To see somebody go from that to that.
Artists like T-Rap are like a product of you guys.
Yeah, say that. Like that's what I like about T-Rap. I won't ever get up and poke his chest.
I don't know if I'm reaching, so please help me out because you come from the north. I want to give him like some type of face credit for the new north thing.
Oh, T-Rap was big in that new north.
He's the You know, musically for sure, he's the guy that pushed it forward. But he made it cool. Like D Cross has always been talking about Northtown. The New North, I would say T-Rap.
They hold that movement though.
And Trade Voorhees.
Trade. We left Trade out. That's my boy.
First time I heard Trade Voorhees, he fucked me up.
You ain't expecting that.
I said, bro, that's a white boy. You know, I like that.
You know, he comes from the west side too, right?
Oh, what?
He was born on the west side.
He said he lived in a budget suite across the street from Texas. We had conversations with him. This is when we found out, you know, because we a little older than him. But he admired us too. And I like people like that that get around us and don't be scared to say that because they got their own way. He got around us and was explaining that, like, man, I've been woo woo woo. And it's like, as soon as we locked in with Trade, it was right away. The chemistry was right there.
I've had plenty of conversations with Trade and T-Rab, and I've had them both on here. And you know what I'm saying? We give it up, bro. You know what I'm saying? It's all love. Yeah. But that's what I was talking about earlier is like, are you guys aware of the influence?
Because
it reaches. You guys are from the West Side.
Absolutely.
And, you know, MLK turned into Camino Norte. Right. You know what I'm saying?
I'm going to say, too, when it really kicked in, too, like, yes, not to be cocky, right? I kind of felt like we was going to embody the new North. Mm-hmm. We was gonna win that because we go to school around The toughest part was our own backyard.
Yeah.
High to West Side. I remember dropping our first song. Mm-hmm. Bro, is you ready? Here you go. That shit uploaded on MySpace.
Yeah.
MySpace. The West Side.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That, cause them your biggest critics.
Yeah.
Them motherfuckers will put you on a platter, bro. Ah, yeah. Oh, that shit was sorry.
Yeah.
You know, so
that's
when
what
they,
you need, though.
It's like that shit felt better than any.
When the West embraces, it was like,
that's a mission accomplished.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes,
I ain't gonna lie, you know, we had some little hate one of us saying, oh, Landlord, what that music? But overall, it was like they embraced us wholeheartedly, you feel me? And that's how we knew, like, okay, we got the West.
Yeah.
Like, it's up, you feel me? For sure.
Well, man, I think it's been a great convo. I think we're getting out of... What time is it right now?
Yeah, we've been in about...
It's almost 6 right
now. Oh, shit. Yeah, man. I got to take a piss like a motherfucker. Hey, is there anything else you guys want to shout out?
Man, I just want to say, like I say, man, hey, for our followers, however far this interview go, man, we still dedicated, locked in with the music.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? We've been... We most definitely want to give out, you know, the right product. But as men, you know, as alpha male, we out here doing what we can do to keep these bills paid, these lights on. But for the most part, man, we is active. We staying at this shit. And the next thing we drop, like I say, that Two Realists featuring Jazz Laser, at high speed.
Going up.
Hey, that shit gonna wake everybody up,
for
man.
For sure. Hey.
And custom made is the motherfucking game.
You hello.
You dig?
So y'all be ready. Look, new merch, new CD. This time we're gonna stay dedicated though. We're gonna make y'all a promise for 2021. We're gonna be more dedicated because we know y'all be wanting it more. So we're gonna give it to y'all more, you know, than what we've been doing. We ain't gonna make y'all wait 2 years and shit like that no more.
So this most definitely is a sincere apology.
Absolutely.
Hey, I appreciate you guys coming through. I'm sincerely humbled.
Yeah.
Come back, bro. The door is always open.
Hey, and we appreciate you though, Brody, for even just letting us get this opportunity.
Without trying to be like we just bigger than it ain't that. Ain't no big eyes, little you, none of that.
Yeah.
But when we seen your podcast, way, like I say, the setup, the humbleness from the host.
Yeah.
It's like we don't do everything, bro. Yeah, we don't do a lot of shit. Yeah. We don't do, and again, I'm not trying to give you like, hey, feel
me.
I'm just keeping it real.
Respect it, you got like one of the dopest setup, and then like you know, like I said, we go back to the authenticity. We listening to the interviews and seeing what you're doing, and say, you know what, we'll get behind that.
Yeah, I appreciate it, bro. For real,
so,
100%.
You know, most definitely, this ain't just like they're gonna be on the next podcast tomorrow.
We don't do this shit. I ain't gonna lie. He was calling me to make sure, like, cause he know me. I'll be like, I texted
I was like, yo, is it just you come in or is it both of y'all? Because
he was like, bro, like,
I understand
me up there. You know, like, I'm like, nah, I'm going to come for sure. Like, you know, I'm
but what's dope about both of us, he don't have to be here. I don't have to be here.
No, bro.
And you will get a full interview on whatever it is. You know what I mean? Yeah, so that's the dope part.
Yeah.
You know, I most definitely love if we talking about Two Realists for both of us to be present.
Yeah, for sure.
But we got so much going on just in our personal lives that anything would have, you know, worked, you know, for your purpose.
And look, shout out to the city. Listen, bro. Y'all know Two Realists put this shit on our back for a long time. Y'all give us our roses while we here, man.
Hello.
Stop when they do these lists, because we don't care about lists.
Because
when it comes to respect in the street, ain't nobody got more than
that. Ain't nobody going to make this.
Ain't nobody more authentic. You feel me?
But
when it comes to the music side, like, come on, man. Y'all been up on game for a long time. Y'all know who put this shit on their back. Everywhere we go and represent the city in the right way. Give us our roses. Yeah. You feel me?
Shout out to C-Squared Podcast, man. It's
you
going
did.
Up, man.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Hey,
we signing off.
Hey, I appreciate it. Door's always open, bro.
Yes,
till next time.
Yes,
oh,
sir,
man.
I know he's in here for a minute. That's my fault.
Nah,
too.
I'm just like, you know what I'm saying? I got a piss.
Yeah.
Me too.
You know what I'm saying?
Oh, I got tequila. I didn't drink, you know.